Today I'm going to start out this particular episode by asking for a little bit of grace, because I'm going to be talking about a difficult subject. And every time I bring this up with people, it does tend to poke a few buttons, and that's really not my intention. I am on this podcast and I blog and I'm on this YouTube channel really trying to give people some practical things that will help them improve their lives. And unfortunately, sometimes when you're in the midst of something, you're just not really in a place to receive. So if that is you, I'm asking for grace today. Now, I don't mean to seem insensitive to anyone that's going through anything. One thing I know about life is that life is just life, and life is just on. And so if you live long enough, you're going to find yourself in a situation that's unfortunate, or where something unwanted is happening to you. And so I extend all the grace in the world to anyone that finds themselves in that particular situation at this time. We've all been there, and so we all can have compassion for anyone that's kind of going through it. So now that I've said that, I want to talk about this mentality of victimization and how it doesn't serve you. Like I said, if you're in that situation, extend all the grace to yourself in the world and allow yourself the opportunity to be human. But this mentality of victimization is something a little bit different. So let me go down this rabbit hole with you for just a moment. We live in a world right now that is just loud, and everyone is screaming and claiming some sort of victimhood, whether it's because of your race, whether it's because of your gender, whether it is because of, I don't know, your political party. Just everyone is claiming this sense of victimization, that I have been wrong, and they are pointing the finger and screaming very loudly and blaming other people for what is happening to them. And I'm here to shift you just a little bit and say that victimization is one of the most disempowering states that you can have as a human being, right? So I'm here and I'm all about empowering individuals to change their lives. And when you are in a state of victimization, you are giving your power away to another person. You are, in a sense, saying that if you don't behave a certain way, then my life is not going to change. And I want to kind of shake the tree a little bit and get you to see that you and you alone are always responsible for what happens to you. Now, it doesn't mean that there aren't bad people in the world. It doesn't mean that people aren't being oppressed. But at the end of the day, what happens to you is your responsibility, especially for us here in the free world. We could kind of have a side conversation about what happens to people that are in really unfortunate situations, like maybe in other countries where oppression is just everywhere. That's not what I'm talking about. Those situations are very difficult to explain, and I'm going to leave those here by saying that sometimes what is happening to groups of people is something that's decided before we even come into these physical bodies. Now, I'm not blaming anyone for any kind of situation, right? I'm Black. My ancestors were enslaved. What I'm saying is that, A, sometimes there's not an easy answer that you could apply to everyone in every situation, and that's not what I'm attempting to do. And B, if you can step back and understand that we come from another place, whether you call that heaven or consciousness, whatever term you apply to that, there are things that are decided before we come into these physical bodies. Things like race, things like who our parents are going to be, things like where we're born. And so those larger things, like I think about even, if I don't get teary about it, I'm sorry, just a second. Sorry. Even when I think about what's happening to the people in Ukraine, sorry, I may have to pause this video for a second. I wasn't expecting this. When you think about things like that, sometimes those aren't an easy answer. And so what I always say is that those things are often decided upon before we come into these physical bodies. That's decided at a pay grade that's much, much higher than mine. And so certain things are just predetermined about our life, for various reasons that I'm not going to talk about here, that I've probably addressed on other podcasts, when I talk about higher consciousness and where we come from and what happens before we get into these physical bodies. And if I can't think of one specifically where I've done it, I know I've touched on it a lot in several of them, but I may come back and do one just specifically on that. Life is not the easiest thing. And so we come here as teachers. There are so many of us right now. I honestly think that if we knew everything, there would be nothing else for us to learn. And then there would be no reason for us to continue to be in human form, right? We're here, we're learning lessons, we're trying to ascend and evolve and achieve enlightenment. And so if you had all the answers, there just would be no more reason for you to be in human form. And so that's just my point about that. Someone may come and they may argue and say, hey, I know for a fact that it's this, that, and the other. I'm gonna leave that for them. That's not my point today. My point today is to say that more times than not, you have some control over your life experience, and claiming victimhood is one of the most disempowering things that you can do. Like I said, everywhere I'm looking, people are saying, well, I'm being discriminated against because of this, that, and the other. And even though that may be true, there are people that are still going to thrive in the midst of what is happening to them. And so that's what I'm here to teach. I'm here to teach that your mindset makes a difference, your vibration makes a difference, how you're showing up in the world makes a difference. Are you coming to the world with the belief that I am powerful and that I do have control over my environment and that I am a conscious manipulator of energy and that I can affect my life experience? Or are you thinking, I have no control, whatever happens to me just happens to me, they are in control of what happens to me? Those are two different ways of showing up. And like I said, one is just very disempowering. So I wanted to come on and talk about that. I encourage you, if you are a person that is sitting somewhere and you are kind of just wallowing in your circumstances, really look at them with a critical eye and ask yourself and be honest, is this something that I can affect the outcome of, right? If you're being discriminated against because of your gender, we can't change that right now. There are just ugly people in the world, and by ugly, I mean ugly in spirit, and that's just what they're gonna do. But that doesn't mean that you can't find your tribe. That doesn't mean that you can't find people that love you. That doesn't mean that you can't transcend whatever those people are saying about you. That doesn't mean that if you encounter someone that won't hire you because of your sexual orientation or your gender identity, that you can't find another employer that will hire you. And I'm here to tell you that your mindset makes all the difference. If you go down the road of victimization, of woe is me, of I have no power, that is what your life is going to reflect, because we are deliberate creators of our own life experience, right? And so That's everywhere. That's been proven. Science is starting to show that our lives are a reflection of our thoughts. When you go down the road of quantum physics, that's a very new field. In a decade or so, it's just going to be common knowledge in everyday conversation. We are deliberate creators of our own life experience. And there's enough of us that have gone down that road and have proven that to ourselves and that are now teaching others, right? We aren't here just saying that because it's just mumbo jumbo or wishful thinking, right? We have actually been in the trenches and we have seen life before. We have the knowledge that we are deliberate creators of our own life experience. And now we have the knowledge, the experiential knowledge, that we are deliberate creators of our own life experience. And it makes a difference when you can move through the world with that knowledge that you have power and that no person that is hateful is going to stop you from living the life that you were intended to live. If you move through the world with that knowledge, when you encounter someone that won't hire you because of your race, because of your gender identification, just keep going and know that someone will, right? And as long as you hold that mentality, you're way more likely to encounter that person that will hire you than if you're sitting back in a negative state and just feeling like you have no power and that you are a victim. So I appreciate your grace. I just wanted to come and just challenge you and empower you and remind you of your greatness and remind you of your goodness. You are never the victim of someone who is being hateful, of someone who is being racist or discriminatory. You're just not, more times than not. Like I said, if you're not born into some situation where it is really difficult to change, like I said, that's decided at a pay grade that is much, much higher than mine, you do have power and you can affect it. So I wanted to remind you of that today. I hope that gives you some hope today. And if you have questions for me, just leave them down in the comments. I hope you like it. I hope you share it. Let's figure this thing out called life together.